Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hopefully, my son will not observe me sawing wood, catching a little afternoon nap.
Oh, no.
That's not
no.
the
so
case.
You've already, because I mean, I've fallen asleep sleeping. I've fallen asleep at movies, but I never plan on it. I
completely plan on it. We went, Carly got tickets to the VIP theater with the reclining seats.
Oh, God, ooh. You should have brought a blanket.
You're paying for a nap. My father hates parades. Special. And I asked him why one time, and he used to take us as kids because we wanted to go to the Cherry Blossom Parade. He said it reminded him of political coups. and now knowing what I know about Bolivia makes
God,
sense.
That's horrible. Oh, my God.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
The Mike O'Mara Show, TMOS.
Hey, everybody, how you doing? Mike O'Mara Show, yes, sorry. Yeah, we got a regular show for you today. Look at Oscar trying to get his headphones turned down. Oscar not into the music we're playing today, but that's okay. Came in with that wonderful, stellar Friday attitude. We're really excited about it, everybody. Hope you're having a fantastic time. Hope you're going to enjoy your fabulous Memorial Day weekend. Rob and I are going to be talking up records. Oscar's going to be drinking a latte. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. That's right. Two guys came to play today. It's going to be incredible. You're going to hear more of this on the bonus show. This is the free show. We're going to do a regular show for you. We got lots of shows. More shows than you can ever imagine on WAVA.
Picking up business.
Woo! That's what you're going to hear.
It's
going to
be a spintacular, Mike. A spintacular.
No delay.
If we can, you know, get through our issues of communication, which have been problematic due to not our fault, but the great God of Amy Poehler, Xfinity. By the way, Amy Poehler, I would be extraordinarily satisfied to not see any more Amy Poehler ever again in my lifetime. I think Tina Fey is phenomenal. I think she's really great. I think she's been a source of comedy. I've always thought Amy Poehler was just okay.
Are you sick of the polar vortex?
I don't like the polar vortex.
What,
and now
what
that
don't
she's
you like
big
about her?
Well, now that she's shilling for big cable as my cable TV, as I'm watching James Holzhauer on Jeopardy in pixelation because no one on our team has been able to identify or get an answer from Comcast why cable is pooping from D.C. to Florida to everywhere. And I can't see my television at night, much less see you guys during a show when I rely on it every single day. But they don't need to tell you if they're working on anything because they're Xfinity. And you got Amy Poehler out there as the centerpiece. And right now it's the worst it's been all week. And it's my greatest dread. And no one, I mean, really, Oscar, how many conversations have you had with Comcast? Have you had any answers about it?
No less than five. And two texts come out to us here.
Everything's great, right? They all go, everything's great.
Well,
right?
They found one issue here early in the week, which is great.
But not an issue that's going to, like,
wouldn't affect us.
No.
Shocked me is that your TV in the evenings has an issue.
On my recorded Jeopardy more than any other, which would indicate that it's probably on live Jeopardy
No. It indicates that your DVR settings, the way that you're pulling down that that actual feed, there's an issue with those settings. That's what that would indicate. I thought it was live TV that you were watching. I didn't know it was
20 DVR. 20 years of DirecTV with never an issue with settings or anything like that.
But if it's coming in live pixelated, that's how it's going to be captured on the DVR.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Exactly.
So the better it's live, it doesn't matter.
And so, but Amy Poehler,
you don't like the commercial where she says, "Come on, knuckleheads, put the screens in the basket."
I'm Amy Poehler. She is the Will Ferrell of women.
Wow.
She is the one who I'm Amy Poehler and I'm funny. I don't have to do anything funny. I'm just Amy Poehler and I'm funny.
Wow.
And I decided, you know what? I said, I'm going to be open-minded and I'm going to take a peek at the Netflix. I think it's Netflix.
It is Netflix.
The Netflix movie Wine Country.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the new one, right?
And I maybe gave it 10, maybe even 15 minutes. And Carla is, you know, running back and forth, dealing with my son, and says, this isn't really that good. I said, shocker. It's not good. It's this Saturday Night Live connection of people that just think, show up and ta-da! Just be a little quirky and weird, yeah. And it'll be... I mean, really, and then I see the next time I turn on the magic box, I see Amy Poehler again. And I'm like, I've had it with Amy Poehler.
Well,
I'd like to see other people.
Netflix is a blessing and a curse because it's given an outlet to so many things to give us more content. But the curse is that it allows something like Wine Country to be made.
Did you see it?
No, I haven't.
I watched it.
And?
It's not for us, Mike. It's not for us, but
you know, my wife, who's a late 30s wine consumer. Probably with her mother,
the target,
not for her either.
My
so I can
wife
speak to
was laughing out loud upstairs.
No, she wasn't.
Shannon.
Oh my
god. And I said,
god,
what are you laughing at? She's like, oh, this Wine Country movie. And I said, well, that's not
so
for me.
Sad. So
it's just
so
not for me.
Sad.
And I get that Amy Poehler is polarizing, but not because. Not because we think she's a terrible, comedian. I think it's because we haven't seen any really great work from her outside of her Parks and Rec, showing.
And I think Parks and Rec might have been overrated. I didn't think that was that good.
I 1,000% agree. And I would give Kristen Wiig the nod on Saturday Night Live vastly over.
Oh, yeah.
Who's Amy Poehler? She was the Weekend Update host, right?
Yeah.
And now, but you know what? But the real crime, when she's shilling for Big Cable, as Big Cable is just beating me down to the quick. It is just pounding on me constantly. And I have to watch Amy Poehler with the... we have moved into an area of advertising where these massive conglomerates, your massive insurance conglomerates,
yeah,
or Big Cable, or even... Well, Big Auto is a separate entity, yeah, because you're really selling a car. And, you know, that's a different world. But as far as, for example, the guy that was in the drumming movie, the guy with the initial name, the bald guy that does.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The,
I know who you mean.
You know, we covered it. We've seen a thing. We've seen a thing or two, so we know a thing or two. Mm-hmm. There's no appreciable attempt whatsoever with these companies. And by the way, I've played golf and hung around the Geico guys in advertising, okay? It is the cherry gig. They have sex acts performed on them by anybody they walk into in the media world because they have so much money. They have satchels of cash, yeah, where they can spend on gay. So there's no need for these guys to even concern themselves with generating a commercial that's really clever and funny.
J.K.
Do you remember when
Simmons,
the Super Bowl was like five commercials in a row that was like,
perfect, yeah.
They don't care anymore. They've got so much money, they don't need to do it. They don't need to worry about it.
What about Progressive's new insurance where, Flo, she's the maid we didn't want, but this is who we have?
Classic example, absolutely a textbook, flawless example of advertising mediocrity in America where,
yep,
it doesn't matter. You know why it doesn't matter? Because they have branded Flo a marginally unattractive woman.
Oh my God.
She is. It's like you can say an ugly guy, you can say an unattractive woman.
I said, oh my
safe.
God, because I agree with you.
Yeah, it's so
like,
true.
She's
though.
Safe.
And you know what we've
she's
done?
Safe, but she is branded. Everybody knows her. You can't name, people can't name their local congressman.
Right.
But they can name Flo from
so
the progressive
true.
Ad.
So true.
And you know why? Because we, and it's as your friend said many years ago, because we accept it.
We accept it. It's what we are. It's what we are about. And so, but listen, I would accept it if Amy Poehler would really, really do something where he said, that is really clever and funny. There's no desire for that. Show up. You're Saturday Night Live. You've made these chick flicks. Make, you know, collect your check, you know, and go home. And that's it. The only one really that might still Big Rent-A-Car is another one. You know, Enterprise, which check your rates on Enterprise and you'll see why they advertise every 10 minutes because their rates are going, "Oh, okay. You'd like a Corolla for Saturday and Sunday? That'll be $3,000, Mr. O'Meara. Thank you very much. Thanks." Thanks. And let's put Putty on a Segway scooter with a puppet. Let's have the puppet go next to the Geico Gecko. Jesus, you infants. The pablum that we are getting here right now. Okay. So, I mean, it's just, I would love to see, getting back to the point.
Yes.
If Amy Poehler made the kind of effort she made perhaps early in her career with an audition tape for Lorne Michaels.
But you know what? If you think back.
It's just such mediocrity.
I'm a student of Saturday Night Live. I watch it every week. Sometimes I hate it. Sometimes I love it. But I can't think of anything notable that Amy Poehler has brought to the table. Can you?
I totally agree with that when it comes to Kristen Wiig.
She's been there.
The shopping list is 3 miles long.
I don't know her what she's written. I don't know those credentials.
Well, the writing might be great, but I'm talking about the on-air presentation.
She's on camera. It doesn't matter what she's done behind the scenes. It's on camera.
The movie
we're talking about is a personality.
They're teenagers that stay home and throw a party, whatever that was. That sucked.
Yeah, that was a duet with...
Hoping for the best.
Yeah, that was a Tina Fey duet.
Yes. Parks and Rec, or Community...
Parks and Rec, yeah.
Parks and Rec, I hated
it. Don't remember.
Early on. I hated people's passion for it. I didn't understand it. And then it somehow landed on TBS. And...
The Turner Broadcasting System?
And my wife, who's younger, it's probably for her, not for me... She started rewatching these, and I'm like, "You like this? This is great." And I started doubting her intelligence and questioning our marriage. And I said, "This can't be that good."
That's too
well, you know. And it was great. I give you a pass. Oh, you said it was great.
She was right. It's an ensemble cast. Parks and Rec. I'm great.
On part what?
Ensemble cast. Surround yourself with people who are better. And then you're along for the ride.
Well, I can't comment on Parks and Recreation because it had Amy Poehler and I didn't watch it.
Okay,
so that's
right.
What I did. But you know, with Amy Poehler on Saturday Night Live, you know, when I use the example of Kristen Wiig or Tina Fey, you know, who was Liz Lemon, wasn't that her character on 30 Rock, and also did just a phenomenal Sarah Palin impression.
Yeah.
And then, for example, the one that was in the Wine Country movie, Rachel Dratch?
Yeah.
She
plays usually a frumpy type.
Let me check it out.
I will go back and watch Debbie Downer. Debbie Downer sketches on Saturday Night Live and laugh my ass off. It's just hysterically funny.
A medium one, like a Sherry O'Terry.
Sherry O'Terry.
She brought it.
Had a few more things, although, but you go back and look at Amy, and so when she started shilling for Big Cable, that was it.
Yeah.
And it's not pure warfare, but it's like, come on, really? So much of her? And then I'm watching, and she's just everywhere. She's everywhere with that same kind of blank stare that doesn't do it for me. So I'm sorry. I had to vent this.
Someone had to say it, Mike.
That's right.
This is my pop culture vent. By the way, you know, when you compare some of the great ladies in television history, and I go back and everybody's going to go, "Oh, you're going to mention her." Yeah, I am. Gilda Radner.
Sure.
Probably the funniest cast member, male or female, to ever grace that stage. And when you look at Kristen Wiig, the first time she came out with a big forehead and the little hands.
Oh,
how do you not
laugh? The singers from the Lawrence Welk sketch. Yes, of course.
You can't not laugh at that.
When she did the Target lady. The Target lady is great. The lady that checks out at Target, the Kristen Wiig character.
I look at Amy Poehler as a pretty decent straight woman to Tina Fey.
That's
what I look at Amy Poehler being on an award show.
There are no great movies here. I'm looking at her IMDb.
Yeah, go. List the IMDb. Let's listen to it. Okay. Let's start from the beginning. Let's go through Amy Poehler's filmography.
Should we start recent and work backwards?
I'll start in 2005.
While he gets there, Mike also mentioned Kate McKinnon. Fantastic.
Kate McKinnon.
She's on camera.
Absolutely. Almost every time she does something. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, when we do the analysis, and by the way, you can't judge Kate McKinnon yet on the filmography. Hasn't done enough movies yet. We're judging her on her Saturday night performance. Let me tell you this. When we go through the filmography with Amy Poehler, we have to consider starring role, or was she part of a bigger project?
That's a deal.
Okay. Do you want her? I can actually tear this down. Actress, producer, director. What do you want?
Actress.
Actress.
Okay, so I'm already on actress here. Let's go 2005.
On camera.
All right. In 2000, they have some voice credits here, so I apologize for them, but I'm giving them to you.
Like a cartoon?
Yes.
No, that doesn't count.
Okay, but I'm just going to roll through them.
By the way, she's probably thick on those where they get the celebrity voices.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
That doesn't count.
2005. O'Grady, right. A TV series. 2006. Wonders.
Not even aware of it.
O'Grady, that's 13 years ago.
Wonders Chosen, 2006.
No.
Southland Tales, 2006. I don't know what that.
Are these all cartoons?
No. Man of the Year. 2006.
You see, she has a pretty good comedy heritage. She's one of the founding members of something called the Upright Citizens Brigade, which is a big improv group. But I don't know that transfers. So she probably was connected way back, and that's how she got this.
I haven't heard a movie yet, but
Tenacious
I know.
D in the Pick of Destiny. 2006.
Okay, yeah, that's all you need to know.
X, 2006. Girl Missing. 2007, Blades of Glory, 2007. Remember Blades of Glory?
Yes, that's another Saturday Night Live flavored movie about figure skating, right?
Mr. Woodcock, 2007.
That was a pretty funny movie, Mr. Woodcock. Well, I don't remember her
What about her in it?
I don't remember her in it. That says something.
What was Mr. Woodcock? Mr. Woodcock? I don't remember the movie.
That was Billy Bob Thornton as the really mean teacher that married the student's mother after he grew up.
Was the student's mother Amy Poehler?
I don't think so. She wouldn't have been old enough.
Well, you don't know enough about it to judge, so don't say it's pretty funny if you don't know.
Hamlet 2. That's what a movie I guess she's been in. Mama, Baby Mama, Spring Breakdown, Monsters vs. Aliens, and then you've got, I'm going to just move to the movies here. That's TV short. These are all TV short, TV series. Holy S, does she not work? Oh my God.
Baby Mama was not funny. That was a
Tina
Fey one.
Okay, wait, hold on. We have identified a point here.
It's all TVs.
TV, but like, I mean, she doesn't have a body.
No, it's just.
What are the TV? Give us the TV credits.
It's just voice, or she is like a special guest from Saturday Night Live, it looks like.
Bingo.
You know what it is?
And it shoots Wine Country. Holy smokes.
She must be one of Lauren's favorites because she keeps coming back.
Yeah. Wow. But what about the movie
Sisters.
With Tina Fey?
That was
what
Sisters.
About the
that was Sisters.
Yeah. Which was just, and let's Baby see Mama. How gross.
Yeah.
Was Baby Mama on there?
Yeah, that was another Tina Fey joint.
If it's you after mentioned Wine it. Country. No, that was a different Baby Mama.
Okay, all right.
Different one. But yeah, so she doesn't have this filmography that we think of her.
Yeah.
I found out something
It's TV shows and voices.
I found out something about Saturday Night Live that surprised me is that, you know, when they have a ex-cast member like do a walk-on or something at the desk, I heard an interview with Dana Carvey. He said not long ago, he got a call from Lauren on a Friday night. And he said, can you do Church Lady tomorrow? Sometimes it's that turns that fast that he came in on a Saturday to do costume and write a Church Lady bit for Weekend Update in 12 hours. So, I mean, obviously they have these people on the line. If she wants to do a Saturday Night Live thing, I'm sure Lauren calls her and he just brings them in.
Well, I'm just basing it on the cable. You know, when I say too much of her, too much. I know we went on a little longer. That was 16 minutes on Amy Poehler. My sincere apologies, and I will go to mass this weekend, ladies. And I don't know which was more entertaining for you, me bitching about Amy Poehler or listening to Oscar read a filmography with a hangover.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. A day when our war heroes are honored by even the most liberal of media.
Memorial Day.
As you can tell by looking at me, Memorial Day weekend, you get a good look at me. I'm the kind of guy who loves barbecues with friends. And so my Uncle Earl is visiting the house, and we're all excited. But he's the kind of guy you got to keep your eye on. And I'm sort of watching him, and I think, oh, he looks like he's drinking out of a flask. And I don't know. You know, you let that go a little bit because it's the holidays. And it turned out it was a charcoal starter. What a mess. Oh, my God.
Memorial Day. May I say one word? Matt, I just interject one concept at this juncture. You're looking for somebody for Memorial Day weekend. My blind xylophone player, okay? The man would be perfect for your room.
Ah, forget it.
He's a fantastic individual.
They're blind. They ain't gonna pay to see a blind guy.
How about Herbie Jason's birds? Herbie Jason's birds. They're little birds. They peck tunes out on the piano. It's a beautiful thing. Oh, all right, what about my one-legged tap dancer? Okay. Take him for a weekend. My one-legged... All right, my one-arm juggler. My one-arm juggler.
Not for my hotel.
All right, what about Luke Canova? Luke Canova, my Italian singer, would be great.
Luke Canova's a dumb, fat, temperamental has-been with a drinking problem.
Jesus, what about Eddie Clark's penguin? That's a perfect Eddie Clark and his penguin. The penguin skates on the stage dressed as a rabbi. It's hilarious. The penguin's got a beard like a...
I'll tell you what, Denny. Give me Sonny Chase. He's the best act you got. He's fast. He's funny.
I don't handle Sonny anymore.
Since when?
I don't want to badmouth the kid, but he's a horrible, dishonest, immoral louse. And I say that with all due respect.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show from the Podcast Village Studios at our nation's capital. We're delighted to have you with us. Happy Memorial Day weekend. If you take a moment this weekend, and a lot of people, little survey, have it in the news, as a matter of fact, Oscar's take this week.
Oscar's take.
Don't really track with what it's all about. You think barbecues, hot dogs. Take a minute and remember somebody. Everybody has a family member or a friend of a family member or somebody connected in some way to someone who lost their life. Lost their life in the service of our country. That's what this holiday is. It is Memorial Day. It is not Veterans Day. It is not the day that we honor all veterans.
Right.
This is the weekend where on Monday we honor the fallen that have served their country. And that includes my mother's first husband, who was a naval aviator in World War II, Joseph Lister, who at the conclusion of World War II was flying a sortie off an aircraft carrier and went into the water due to engine failure and lost his life, unfortunately, right after World War II. Mm. And my mom lived through that. And, you know, they had lots of people, lots of veterans out there. And in modern times, a lot of people have lost their lives, too, with Memorial Day. Remember them and think about the people that are putting their asses on the line every single day as well. And that's what it's all about. So take a time and think about that on Memorial Day weekend. From Letterkenny, Ireland to Steubenville, Ohio, from Solon, Iowa to Marshall, Missouri, from Hawthorne, California to Athens, Greece, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Sleep Number. Big event for Sleep Number. Get one this weekend. You got a great deal going on. Can you really afford another restless night's sleep? I think not. There has never been a better time to save on proven quality sleep now during the Memorial Day sale. This is a big weekend for Sleep Number. They'd like to get you in there. If you've waited, if you've been on the fence, this is an opportunity to get a great deal on a Queen 360 smart bed that starts at only $9.99. So many couples disagree on mattress firmness. If you've ever had that issue where I like this one, I don't like this one. I got a bad back. I don't have a bad back. Don't worry about it. You can deal with it with Sleep Number. They have been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. For 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com. My Sleep Number setting is an 85.
Oh,
I just tweaked it last night. Knocked about 5 points off it. Carla is a 65. Consistent. She likes the Sleep Number. Yeah. I love the Sleep Number. I'm pressing the buttons, making the adjustments, lifting it up and down.
That's what's there for.
Right. Yeah, come on, man.
And, we love it. And come in during the Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on a new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed for temperature balance and comfort at an exceptional value. Yes, Sleep Number, I've enjoyed our relationship. Sure, I'd like to try it. Thank you. Remember, you'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Visit sleepnumber.com/TMOS to find the one nearest you. And when you do, tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Rob Spiewak and I have put a lot of time this week into our bonus show. And Oscar will be trying his hand at DJ-dom as well.
Yes.
When we bring you our Memorial Day Music Spectacular, where we're going to be playing jingles and playing records. And the way we do it, it's difficult when I try to explain our bonus show to someone that doesn't get what we do. We play about 15 seconds of the song and
the
we talk them up
and then we
move. And sometimes we go a little deeper.
Classic talk-ups.
I was able to dust this off.
The Mike O'Mara Show's turntable burning, flame throwing, rock and roll spin-tacular.
W-K-O-K. Nice. There you go. Yeah.
Nice.
And, Rob gave me, like, Rob has so many jingles and so many songs. Yeah. And so I said, this is great. I said, Rob, send me stuff that I haven't done before. And then I've got a few that I do every single time. Like, my classic is Orleans.
Yeah,
that's the one that I play. So that's all you get.
Oh,
tease.
You're going to hear some great song.
Oh, I love that.
You're going to hear some very, very, very good things, you know.
Great one.
You're going to hear some very, very good songs. I'm so excited. It's going to be fun. I mean, last night, I'm sitting there in front of my wife, and I marvel still at my advanced age how I started in this business. And I started in this business, like, learning when I was 14 years old, learning how to be a DJ. Well, we took a little disc, we put it on a turntable.
A record.
And we queued it up. I am that old that I remember that.
But it's a lost art.
It's a lost art.
You know,
when you did it, Mike, do you remember? Would you bring it back a quarter of a turn or an eighth of a turn?
I have no memory. What I do remember.
It depended on the model of the record player. It really did.
Really?
What I remembered, if you worked in a radio station that was, WABC in New York, I remember Q-Burn.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And Q-Burn was every single 45, if you had it in your studio for a long time, it would go.
Because
it had been queued up so many different times.
It would wear out right before it started, yeah.
And they were special broadcast turntables that popped on really fast. They ramped up very quickly so you could hit those records. And then we moved from that to tape cartridge. And even that was antiquated when you look back on it, where you would go into a studio. And for most of the years of the Don and Mike show, we had sound effects and everything. We had racks and racks and racks of 900 clips, and that's how we would play
carts
them.
Carts were 8-tracks, right?
No.
Carts were like 8-tracks. They looked like
8-tracks. They weren't 8-tracks?
No, they were actually, the tape inside a cart is identical to the tape on a reel-to-reel tape, but it was just in a loop.
Oh.
And it did play at 7.5 inches per second.
And it would have an electric signal on it where it would re-cue. And so when you want to play a record, you'd hit a button. And I remember having, there were cart racks everywhere. You had a spinning cart rack where you would take them out and you would put them in. And by the way, for people that are older, this is not anything new. I've talked about this before, but it was, we moved from regular turntables, and that was right before I even got into radio. By the time I got into real radio, they were tape cartridges. I remember going down to Sid Abel's office when I was the program director of WBEY in Graysonville, Maryland, and WYRE in Annapolis. I was 24 years old, running two radio stations.
Yeah.
The only reason that happened is because I was cheap. Okay, they got me for a song, and I remember wanting. It was cents. It costs cents to get one of these. I said, Sid, our tape cartridges are really in disrepair. Uh-huh.
God, you're killing me, man. Like, you're killing me. You're just killing me.
I remember I wanted tape cartridge to make your station sound better. And finally, he acquiesced.
You relented.
Carts probably come. You probably came in about as carts were going away. With the constant motion of the tape and the cartridge, you could see flecks of metal fall off the tape. So the carts would really disintegrate.
So at WHFS in Lanham, Maryland.
Yeah.
The crown jewel of Maryland.
Yes.
Lanham, Maryland.
Lanham.
That's the first time I saw carts in a modern radio station outside of WJFK, because it seemed like people were just keep them around for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Or an old reel-to-reel machine.
Well, you know, for us, it was, I think the long and short of this is that Rob and I exchanging jingles and records, songs, I should say, online, and then sitting here for something that would have taken me easily 5 hours to do, and doing it in a half an hour, and then being able to walk out to my wife on a porch and go, listen to what we're going to do on the show tomorrow. And I said, give me a subject. And that's a game I love to play.
I do too.
Say, give me a subject and I'll talk it up on a record. I love doing that game.
Can I try that
more
now? Just a random subject?
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, ready?
Let me get my my music and let me see. Let me just check this out here. Okay, good. I don't want to tip my hand with the music.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Well, that was in cue. Right. That was in cue. That didn't go out in program.
All right. Very good. All right, I'm ready.
Sickle cell anemia.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Nobody likes to have a nasty disease on Memorial Day weekend. And if you happen to be a victim of sickle cell anemia, Don't let it get you down. Go to the barbecue anyway. Ask for some extra hot dogs, you know? Put an extra bathing suit on. I don't know what really that entails, but I'm going to tell you something. Whether you've got any disease at all, including sickle cell anemia, you're going to have a fabulous Memorial Day weekend because we're playing the tunes for you, everybody. And there's nothing like a great bossa nova beat. A great bossa nova beat from the country of Brazil. Elvis Presley, WAVA.
Genius for many reasons, but I'll give you one right away.
Yes,
the one when you said put another bathing suit on because we're thinking of anemia.
Put another bathing suit on. I have no idea.
If they layer up, they're not going to be that cold. That's what it was. That's what your brain was.
I may have been thinking about some sort of incontinence, and I don't know what that has to do with it, but that's what I was thinking.
I want to ask you while we're talking old radio. I think everybody has always had the school nightmare of like showing up and there's a test you didn't study for. Do you still ever have radio nightmares? Because I do. And they always involve carts. Like the cart being uncued.
Yeah, well, you did a lot of the production for the old show.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
My radio nightmares, they involve...
We might have some overlap here.
Somewhat of a rivalry.
I see.
It's kind of like picture a big Transformers battle, and lots of betrayal and surprise.
Yes.
And then I'll wake up just going, what happened? I was in a big theater and they were all coming to see me. And then he showed up and called me an a-hole. Anyway, and then Carla will mop the sweat from my brow. And
can Maddie give you one? Because I don't think she's really experienced this before.
Oh, right, topic?
Let me see if I got topic. Another. All
right, Mike, do your nightmares ever involve a call on the last day of vacation? I have that.
I want to see what I've got here.
Maddie.
I'm trying not to. Go ahead. I got 48 songs. I'm not going to play all of them. Yeah, Maddie, go ahead. Give me a shot.
Mike, I would love to hear you talk about Justin Bieber.
Jerk.
Justin Bieber.
Oh, boy.
Okay, all right.
The best music. WABC.
You know, I think it's a safe bet to say this Memorial Day holiday weekend that it doesn't take a tremendous IQ to be rich and famous in the great United States. That's right. It takes some talent and a whole hell of a lot of luck. I'm talking, of course, about that Canadian import who is now married Hailey Baldwin, Justin Bieber. Yes, they're right. Justin Bieber, a fantastic guy, and I realize this is a bit longer intro than I ever could have imagined talking about him. Yes, sir. He's dumb. He's ripped. He's got tattoos. And if that photograph we saw about 16 years ago is accurate, well, he's got a rather large appendage. That's right. Remember that one on the patio?
Sure.
Some said it might be doctor. If it's doctors, hey, get me that prescription, ladies and gentlemen.
Well done. That's
so
awesome.
We're tipping our
That's
hand
awesome.
For it.
I love it.
That is the bonus show. You will be hearing
awesome.
That. And and the best news about the bonus show is we can cuss, too. And
yes.
When you grew up playing talking over records and you can't cuss, that's what we'll have. And that's what I love doing.
It's fun.
Yeah. So we will take a break here, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, it was a rare Mommy, Daddy, Michael weekday movie trip. And let me just simply say three initials, FML. Look forward to sharing that with you. Yes. Hi, Pikachu. Pony.
Oh,
get ready.
Oh, no.
Pony boy, get ready to talk about your little lust for life. We'll be right back.
It was 1989, my fault.
Hey, it's me, intern Dahlia.
Hi, Dahlia.
You know how everyone always says that the best things in life are free? Well, that's just communism infiltrating American culture. In America, we pay for things because if we don't, the commies are going to replace every American flag with the hammer and sickle. Do you, our loyal listener, want your independent wealth stolen by Soviet ideals? I think not. So buy the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Pay for your entertainment like a red-blooded American should. Thank you.
That's Dahlia.
Yes.
What a wonderful intern she is. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tree Fly is a new advertiser on the Mike O'Mara Show, and we are so grateful to have him because they're such an amazingly good company. When you're outside enjoying yourself, the last thing you want is uncomfortable clothes weighing you down. You need Free Fly. Free Fly is, we okay, guys? Just checking. Are we all right?
We're just bringing Pony.
We're having
studio.
Pony standing by so okay. We can talk to
you. But you got me connected.
Oh, you're perfect.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Okay, perfect.
I will tell you, Free Fly is designed for outdoorsmen and women who won't settle for uncomfortable clothing. Butter soft bamboo fabric designed for perfect comfort. Honestly, it's like wearing nothing. Perfect tops and bottoms for any outdoor activity. And Free Fly's bamboo fabric has natural UPF sun protection to keep you cool on and off the water. Free Fly is beautiful in its simplicity with no bells and whistles, just great clothes, a great color palette, just a really
love
cool
it.
Look. I love it. It's time to stop being uncomfortable and start wearing Free Fly's bamboo clothing. Father's Day is just around the corner, so gear up for dad now. Plus, you can get 20% off when you visit freeflyapparel.com and use promo code TMOS. That's freeflyapparel.com, promo code TMOS, and you will enjoy it. I don't know how this happened, but yesterday, maybe the day before yesterday, Carlos said to me, I told Michael we might take him to the movies on Thursday after school. And I said, you know what? That's a family outing. It's either I usually take him to the movies myself. Carla doesn't tag along, and
she hates movies, right?
Well, and I'm a movie guy. I like going to movies, but I like going to movies I want to go see with him. Which, that's the Rob Spiewak playbook. Rob Spiewak used to take the kids to the movies he wants to see as well, even if it's their kids' movie. It'll be one Rob wants to see, and you can get by with doing that.
Yeah,
I did not want to go see the movie we went to see yesterday, which was Pikachu Detective. I think that's what it's called. Detective Pikachu.
I think it's Detective Pikachu. I'll check it and find out.
All right. Before we get into... And baby was happy. Mama was happy. We're there for him. And watching him react is the joy we get. So that's it. I mean, with that said, now the content of this film, I thought it was going to be an animated feature.
Mike, it's correctly called Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
All right. I want to know, and that's why I brought Pony in on this thing, because I'm sure, I think perhaps the anime might stem from when he was a kid being into Pokemon, but we'll get to that in a second. Before I want to say that, I'd like to say, and it turns out it's not an animated feature. It's a live action with a CGI, little fluffy
and
characters.
Star power.
What acid riddled maniac F came up with this create? What in the F is going on? I'm sitting there going, I can't even imagine in my imagination. I don't think there are enough hallucinogenic mushrooms within the world for me to ingest in a protein shake to generate this content that is just so manically imagination gone wild. I was fine with, by the way, the production values, 10. The CGI creatures.
It looks great.
Beautiful. The cast. A complete, I didn't know it was Ryan Reynolds. It was
Star power, baby.
It was fine. The
voice
kids,
is sexy.
The kid, the exactly.
And he's got a great ass.
Yeah.
Exactly. The kid that's the actor in it, really solid performance. You know that within the first 5 minutes.
now cut that out.
You look at this and you say, okay. God. And so first of all, I am looking at 90 minutes where I will, hopefully, my son will not observe me sawing wood, catching a little afternoon nap.
Oh, no.
That's not
so
the case.
So you've already, because I mean, I've fallen asleep. I've fallen asleep at movies, but I never plan on it.
I completely planned on it. We went, and Carly got tickets to the VIP theater with the reclining seats.
Oh, God, you should have brought a blanket.
You're paying for a nap.
I'm thinking this is going to be this Japanese animation in cartoon form.
Yeah.
I am not going to watch it. I will be catching up on my sleep.
Fine.
And hopefully he won't get. No, it's a live action thing. So suddenly I'm like, okay, I'll look in and see this.
Okay.
And then we dive in. And for those of you that are my age in the audience that don't know anything about this crap,
why would you?
Let me tell you this. A Pokemon apparently is a it's a pet. Human beings have Pokemons like you'd have a cat or a dog. All right. That's what
is it? I think, and I'm not any more well versed than you. Doesn't it mean pocket monster?
Isn't Pokemon short for
Pokemon? I think you're right. We also used to play the game. Remember we used to play the game? Well, not you guys, but I used to run around catching Pokemon.
I did a little of that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I caught one in front of Sweetgreen.
Yeah, that was that game.
Yeah, you make them fight each other, kind of like cockfighting, only
hey,
legal.
You watch your mouth.
Why don't you just calm down?
Yeah, you're so excited.
We're going to get to you in a second, Prince of Abnormality, okay? We're going to do that. So I'm watching this, and it's like, all right. And then the plot lines about these creatures and getting into human beings' bodies and Mewtwo and all this. I was sitting there going, oh, my God. And then the hyper-violent content. And I'm like, am I a bad parent as I'm watching? Did we overstep taking him to this movie? Because it's just violence, 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 violence.
Cartoon explosion. Violence or yeah, like
it's people going it's through Pokemon. Walls. It's violent. Pokemon's attacking. He didn't have any nightmares. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, baby Jesus. He didn't have any. He didn't have any nightmares last night. But this plot, and it's just going on. And I at the end of it, I looked over at Carla, maybe with 10 minutes left in this movie. And Carla and I exchanged a look that was just like this. I looked at her. I'm like, Jesus Christ, stop, please. It was just on and on. The little guy, absolutely riveted, seemed to enjoy
it. He's the coolest kid in school.
A little scared, but hung in there. And it's nice to have him at an age where we can take him to that. But what is the
is he at the age where every movie is the greatest movie he's ever seen? Because I miss that.
I'm at the age where I'm beginning to go, how much fantasy is too much fantasy?
Not with daddy around.
That's right.
How much?
Right. Michael, what'd you think of that Drek?
Could you just drop me off?
I wanted to get out of the car, coming back from that movie, hand him a stick, and say, go out in the front yard and just dig. What is the...
Do something constructive.
Pony, did your love of these creatures, I mean, did you start with this when you were, because I think it's your generation, right?
Pokemon cards.
Kind of, sort of. I was not a Pokemon fan, though. I always thought it was a little too weird. I'm really more into...
Let me give you a dingaroo for that one. That is fantastic.
If you think it's weird, then it's weird.
It's real weird.
Yeah. It is so weird. It is so, like... I hope I can articulate what I want to say about this. I'm all for creativity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for imagination, but this is just out of control.
Can you cite an example of something that really just you said this?
I picture a bunch of nerds in a room. Saying, and then we will make sure that Mewtwo, who is descended from the most powerful Pokemon in the world, will come back and will have the brain of the evil company owner transferred into the brain of Mewtwo, and then they will breed this purple gas, this cocaine-driven gas that will turn them into maniacs, and they will go wild. And I'm sitting there going, Jesus, stop it! Can't you just have a simple, what happened to Fantasia? My God. But anyway.
The sorcerer had an assistant that we called an apprentice.
Maddie, were you a Pokemon little girl?
No, we played outside.
There you go.
Yeah, for only 1 month a year because you were in Buffalo.
Mayor Masiello.
Mayor
Masiello was going to be okay with that. It's just I don't want I understand that the comic book world and the... It's just, it's overwhelming to me. It's overwhelming. I like a simple little story.
How was he with it? I mean, you say he was scared at times, and I'm all for it.
He was in a bad mood afterwards. He was in an immediately bad mood. He was in a terrible, terrible frame of mind when we left. Yeah, like immediately. Hmm. We walked out. I was like, I said, what's the matter with you? I said, the matter with him is that, he just watched this brain scrambling crap for 90 minutes that I'd be in a bad mood too. It's just like,
I'm okay. I think you probably agree with me. It's okay for a kid to be a little bit scared by a movie. If you look at some of the greatest kids movies of all time, one of our favorites, Willy Wonka, has some horrifying things in it, but it makes it part of the fantasy. That's great. Wizard of Oz, also, every kid was scared by the Wizard of Oz.
It's interesting when Pony says it's a little too weird though, because it's just
he has dolls that wear jeans.
Yeah,
they don't wear jeans.
Remember that.
Yeah, most of them don't wear much clothing at all, but...
especially after two drinks. And they've got a great ass.
Right.
The whole
see
Pokemon
this porcelain
thing.
Ass.
And the Imagineers, porcelain.
What
ass.
A creep!
And we've named the show.
Thank you. Well, let me ask: when you do remove the jeans from the action figures, do they have like butt cheeks?
No, they don't have like clothing like a
most
like
of them
a doll
have lingerie.
It's just a molded
on. Right.
Thing.
They're lingerie.
Yeah. So when you here's the question I want because you're mm-hmm. dancing again. I'm asking you a direct question. It's not a tough answer. When you have your little figurines, the clothing is not painted on them, correct? They wear the clothing, right? They're little tiny outfits that
okay,
they
no,
wear.
Okay, no, but so let's be clear. It's molded on. There are some that are molded on and that you could dress. And,
okay,
but Pony,
gotcha.
Pony is an aficionado of the Franklin Mint version that has everything, I guess, built in. So they're
so
all
it's, so it's painted
it's
on.
Painted
it's like
on.
Molded
it's painted
on.
On. Yeah. Yes.
And you don't have any that
Pony
you can
to dance for you.
You yeah. don't have any that you can dress.
No, of course not.
What about I guess the realism of the resin?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean that's part of the whole package is you're getting a realistic looking.
And
character.
While we're talking about the package, was it kind of like when we saw the wax figures at Madame Tussauds and it was like, huh, I wonder what might be going on under there?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean you can see like
Wait, stop the music. Hold on. Now Rob's brought up something.
Mm.
You bring that up when we talked about the museum. I didn't know you were
talking
about.
No, you brought
that
up, actually, to be honest.
Let me just ask a question. When you looked at the wax figure.
Yes.
Let's use Justin Bieber was in the museum, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's use him as an example.
Yes.
Was there, when you looked there, did you see any evidence that there would be something going on?
I was more into the Taylor Swift as far as looking there.
Okay. We thank you for cementing your heterosexuality,
we all
but
know
I want you to
But
kids.
I did not, you know what? I did not see anything that indicated what we pre-referenced with Justin Bieber today.
All right, so you didn't see anything like, well, there might be a
no, I don't
a
think
male
they do,
appendage
no, no
under
Jersey
that.
Mike's.
No, I don't think so. And also they were pretty specific when they were talking about it that the body themselves is pretty generic. Mostly the sculpture goes into hands and face. And so when they transport them, they just put them in a sleeping bag and send them on their way. But I do know that with wax figures, there is physical dressing and undressing. So that's why I brought it up.
Let me appeal to our Yak Shackers over Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, I know boy, there it's going to be a big weekend in the Shack.
Well, I know there are a lot of people. By 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673, there are a lot of you out there that probably were aficionados of this Pokemon phenomenon.
Yeah. And I had the cards when I was younger.
You had the cards.
Yes.
And they're what little monsters that you collect,
little monsters.
Right?
Oh,
and
yes.
Well, this movie was all over the place about Mew and the big cat floating with a tail. And I mean, Jesus Christ. Was this a this phenomenon originated in Japan, correct?
It did. It was a very popular video game that a lot of people got into. And what ends up happening every single time they try to turn a video game into a movie is you get these really weird stories that just don't make any sense because you don't have enough time to tell the story. But this is also just a really weird effing story to begin with. So trying to tell it in 2 hours, it's definitely not going to make
any
sense.
And the star power, those checks must be massive.
Yeah.
I am so a fan. Hard. I like Deadpool.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of his body of work, but you know, he cements his fact as they're not a check. He's not gonna miss a check.
Well, doesn't he
you know
also?
What I mean? Hey, I do it. You gotta make it while you're gonna when you make it.
It ain't cheap, Mike. Man. It ain't cheap to run a gin company.
Oh, right. Those gin commercials though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're like, oh man, those abs come with that gin.
You know
that's
what? Likeable guy. Nothing you can say. No. Can't say anything. You know, there's no Amy Poehler. That's for sure. No. I can't say anything bad about the guy. But when we got home, because I said, this is not healthy. I've got to wipe the slate clean. So I sat my 5-year-old down and we watched Pulp Fiction.
Attaboy.
And it was fantastic. Mm. And I said, you know, wipe all that Pikachu crap out of your head right there. You know,
and he wasn't scared by that.
That's not blood. No. Tomato sauce.
That's right.
By the way, the Pikachu,
yeah.
Who is a, just to be clear, so I make sure I've got it right, Pikachu Pony is a Pokemon, right?
Yeah, yes, he's one of the many different Pokemon. That
he's like the
Mario.
He's like the Mario of the of the Mario world.
He's the Pac-Man.
You know, and with Ryan Reynolds' voice in his body for most of the movie, but then when they transfer Ryan Reynolds out to be the kid's father, oh, Jesus. Oh, spoiler alert,
You're worried about that, do me a favor. You know, go to the bottom of a pool and hold your breath as long as you can.
Okay? Like Pablo.
When that happens, you know, the Pokemon, Pikachu at the very end of the movie does this. It'll, you know, it's like, all right, that's cute.
Yeah,
and then,
see?
They're all cat-like, aren't they? They kind of all, there seem to be, well, no, they're ducks and they're,
All sorts of weird animals, and they all say their name over and over again.
You get to see it in like a form of, I guess, movie making for this brand that has not been made. So for you to sit down and think it's an animated, I guess, Japanese flick, I get that. But then you're like, whoa, there's some production value. But then the confusion makes
sense. And aren't there water Pokemon and land Pokemon as well? They all have their like...
There were different classes and stuff. It was really complicated and weird.
Quite an experience. And, you know, nothing I couldn't have experienced with like two Benadryl and a fruit pie in my own bedroom. All right. We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun and more.
So it's a rave, right?
Amen. Yeah.
You do that very well.
Very nice. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Sat through the whole movie.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Fritz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the tantrum of the president. Plus, why is Nancy Pelosi so good at pissing him off? Plus, the future of the Democratic Party. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Time to digitize your lifetime of memories. What better weekend to do it on a three-day weekend, Memorial Day, to put all your wonderful memories in your legacy box? All you do is send in your legacy box. You fill it with old home movies, pictures. They'll do the rest, digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive. Rob, you've been talking about your daughter going away to college. This is a good time for memories with you, and I know you love legacy
box. Last night, I'm sitting at my computer in the basement. I get a text from Carrie. She says, do you have the photograph of Julia's first day of kindergarten? In days of past, I'd have to go into a box. Get out the album, flip through the pages. I said, yeah. I put the thumb drive in. I sent it to her. Total transaction time, 15 seconds. She said, you got the picture? I said, I got it.
Done.
There you go. And it's saved forever.
It is like magic. You send all your stuff to Legacy Box. You get your originals and your new digital files back in a few weeks. And they keep you updated every step of the process. They know how valuable this stuff is to you. We all use Legacy Box. The results are amazing. Finally, you can get all your memories organized and ensure that your family history is preserved forever. Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of home movies and photos. Over 450,000 families have trusted Legacy Box. They have over a decade of experience, and all the work is done by hand right here in the good old USA. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, our listeners can get a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. Get started preserving your past, and thank you, Legacy Box.
Pikachu. You loved it.
No. I was happy that it was live action. I don't want to talk about
that's
it anymore.
Good.
My
that's
brain,
good. All right.
My brain hurts. By the way, if you've never subscribed to the bonus show, please do so this weekend.
Yeah.
Based on a listener's recommendation, somebody said they get into it and they listen to it a lot. Rob and I and Oscar are going to be doing our Musictacular on the bonus show, where we're going to be playing jingles and talking up records. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know why we're doing it, Mike? It's because this weekend is the unofficial start of summer. DJs
love
saying
that.
Mm-hmm.
Not the meteorological start.
No, that would be June 20th, I believe, at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon or something.
How,
like that.
You know, down here, we don't really overreact to the first holiday weekend because it's kind of endless summer with the temperatures down here. How excited are people getting up around that part?
Well, you got it. Actually, it started yesterday when, you know, the lady in the traffic in the morning show says, for everyone planning the early getaway, there's a lot of traffic. And I'm thinking, that's Memorial Day is 5 days away. Who are these people that are making it a long weekend on Thursday morning?
Well, think about it. It's not us.
Right.
Your commute in should have been lighter because
it was
dead. Everyone's left. And yesterday, Mike, around 3 p.m., a tornado warning breaks out in Northwest Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
because we have this crazy weather, right?
Right.
So it's just gotten started getting humid. The soup's on. You walk outside. God forbid you have a clean shirt because it won't be clean in 15 minutes. Like you just sweat.
It went from like a 60 degree morning to a 90 degree humid afternoon with that sort of purple air when there's a thunderstorm coming.
Can you do me a favor and someone look up average temperature in August?
I'll look it up.
In Washington, D.C. Because when I moved down here to Southwest Florida, people said to me, oh, my God, hot, hot, hot. And I did a dive on when I come back from New England to see family. And I come back August 1st or so, thereabouts, when my son is going to start school. They start early August in Fort Myers.
Yes.
And that's when they get this started. I wanted to, you know, double check it to see what was happening. And the average temperature in August here in Fort Myers is 90 degrees, which is about what you would expect.
Yeah, it sounds about August. Right.
But to be honest with you, it was lower than I thought because I thought it would be warmer.
It's 87 in D.C.
So it's three. The average temperature is 3 degrees
which is
less.
Which is almost negligible.
It is. When you think about that, that's the dog. Because I think about your weather up there. And the D.C. climate is... There's not that gorgeous rolling spring.
Oh, no.
There's kind of like tumultuous weather.
Four days.
4 days of spring. 4 days are like, oh, I wish I had, oh, man, if I had a convertible. Oh, man. And you're like, no, it's going to be over soon. Not going to matter.
And you have, you know what really sort of discounts that 3 degree difference is in Florida, you are not hemmed in by tall buildings on every side. It's not an overly paved environment. D.C. has the heat. Holds the heat and prevents it from escaping because of a poorly designed city on a swamp. You've actually got a chance for the air to move down there. So 90 in Florida.
You're right. It is 90 in Florida. It's 90.
90 is probably more. It's probably more pleasant than 87 in the city.
And in Buffalo, get this.
Yeah.
Like, how dare anybody say anything terrible about Buffalo?
Yeah.
Yeah. In the summertime, what's the average?
78.
And do you know why? Do you know why?
Of a high.
Because Mayor Masiello decreed it.
Right?
Yes.
Spectacular.
Tony
up there.
Said, if you break 80 degrees, done.
Look up Hancock May.
I will.
Now
you're bragging.
I'm going to brag. I'm sorry. I'm going to do a little brag here, but it's the truth.
Well, the two times that you've had us up there, it's like going to another planet in the middle of the summertime.
Different. It is.
I was
much
telling somebody just 2 days ago how beautiful it is.
It's
up there.
Amazing.
Oh, by the way. Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. 75. A high of 75 is your average.
Lower than Buffalo. Thank you very much.
Take that, Tony Masiello.
Yeah, that's it. And incidentally, Memorial Day in my hometown, and I was a small town kid, was the big holiday. It was the beginning of the community pool where we'd get to go down and see our friends. And my mom would sit on a chaise lounge with her friends that lived in the neighborhood and smoke cigarettes. And it was
it a topless pool then? I can't remember.
Oh, that's nasty. Stop that. That's Memorial Day weekend.
Simply a joke is all. That's all.
Gross.
That is so nasty. I remember, I have such memories that, you know, the little memories of, we would have the community pool for our neighborhood, and it seemed like everybody we knew was there. Yeah. Everybody was there, and they would bring their chaise lounges, their chairs, and there was a giant barn that they had in back of the community pool, and everybody would stack up their stuff. They'd have a little area,
cool.
So
that's
you wouldn't
neat.
Have to haul your beach chairs. And then the high point of the pool day would be, first of all, it'd be all day long. You'd be hanging out and playing with your friends at the pool. And then you'd hear ring, ring, ring. And at the top of this hill, this massive hill, you'd run up because the Good Humor Man was stopping up at the top of the hill. And it was just this drill. It was absolute Americana fun. And the other thing on Memorial Day weekend was the Memorial Day parade that we would have every year. And we'd get up in the morning and drive down and see. And the coolest thing I thought, the thing I thought was cooler than cool, was the Glastonbury High School Tomahawks marching band, which I always thought was the coolest of cool because instead of having the big puffy hats and the band uniforms, they wore blue blazers and straw hats.
That's cool.
Because Mr. Erickson, who was our band leader back then, was just this kind of cool dude. And he had them. And it was just really, really. And then when I finally got into Little League and was able to march in the parade, because that was another thing, Little League, marched in the Memorial Day parade.
Right.
It was just, that was a small town America.
Is that why you like parades so much? You'd go to like a parade in Manassas?
You still love parades, yeah.
Mm. Absolutely. That's probably exactly what I remember. It's
your
a
restaurant
fond
had a float, didn't it, one year, or a car?
Yeah, we had a fire engine, a vintage
fire engine.
That's what
it was. That's what it was. That's cool.
Yeah, and it was the fire engine that I stood up on top with myself and the co-owner of the restaurant that me over. It was a really, really
my
good.
My father
it was,
hates parades, and I asked him why one time, and he used to take us as kids because we wanted to go to the Cherry Blossom Parade. He said it reminded him of political coups. and now knowing what I know about Bolivia makes
God,
sense.
That's horrible. Oh, my God. Marching the prisoners through the streets. Oh, God, with the political sides. That's it, you know. On that, I can't improve on that. We're taking a break now. I'm sorry.
So true.
Holy
I was like, I'll look that up, Pop.
If only the prisoners had a huge Snoopy balloon.
We have a fabulous Oscars take coming up. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
And now, advice from Andrea.
Hello, ladies. It's me, Andrea.
Oh, wow.
You're energetic, diabetic, and you deserve to be treated like a queen and to have someone who knows you better than you know yourself. Let's face it, there's only one man who can give you what you need.
It's me, Dan the Fan Man.
And if there's one thing I know about you females, it's that you love a great fan. If you need a fan, I'm your man. Say that your old fan is rubbing you the wrong way, and I'll make sure that you get rubbed the right way. Yell up into the sky, oh holy Dan the Fan Man, I need a high quality industrial fan, but everywhere I turn, I only see overpriced fans, and you're my only hope. Like a mythical creature, I will come down from the heavens, riding a giant ceiling fan, and your wishes will come true. Ciao, Bella.
Still great.
You know, when he brought that promo to me, I said, Dan, this is great. What are you promoting? He says, I don't know.
Oh, too good. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This just in from the TMOS Las Vegas Show business headquarters.
Yes.
It has come to our attention that we might sell additional tickets to the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular if we made ourselves more internationally accessible. Ahora. Es el momento de pedir sus entradas para el espectacular del 10th del 10 aniversario de TMOS Live. Y me encuentre mejor. Este es el año para terminar todos los años. Porque anademos una segunda exposición el 16 de noviembre. 16 de noviembre. Let me do it again.
Yes.
16 de noviembre.
Yes.
Y si quieres ver ambas muestras aún mejor. Dos muestras entretenimiento diferentes. Dos noches diferentes. En la sede corporativa del Zapo en el centro de Las Vegas.
Very good.
Los boletos están a la venta ahora en michaelmerashow.com. Pero solamente mientras duran. I repeat. No, I'm not going to repeat
that. No, no!
Tickets are on sale now at michaelmerashow.com.
Send that to my mom. She's
gonna love tickets it. On sale now at michaelmerashow.com, but only while they last. We're doing a second night. We've sold half of them. We got to sell the other half. Tickets still available.
More than half. We've sold more than half.
More than half. TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular. So the second half of the second show is going fast.
Going
and they're
going
to sell Memorial Day weekend. We sell a lot of tickets. If you want your tickets, get them this weekend. Brought to you by Zappos. Ay caramba. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Oscar's Tank.
Oscar's Tank.
A review and comment on the news of the day, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana do not in any way reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking people of the United States. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, only 55% of Americans, I alluded to this before, mm-hmm. know the real meaning of Memorial Day, according to a new survey It is a holiday, in case you have been raised by wolves, honoring Americans who died while serving. 27% thought it was a day.
Ready.
27% thought it was a day honoring all military veterans, both living and dead. It is not. It is for the war dead. That is what it is for. Most people, 55%, only about half of Americans actually know that.
So it's actually important you highlight this, Mike. And growing up in the States, I really did. And I was part of the 54% until I would say about a decade ago, where I always put Memorial Day in the world of pools opening.
Yeah.
So the unofficial start of summer. The school is going to end soon. And as you get older, you have to, you should force yourself to take a moment and acknowledge that the freedoms that we have today, the American dream that I get to live now as a U.S. citizen, while you guys haven't seen my paperwork yet, I would
still
still waiting on that.
Mr. Trump.
That we're lucky. We have all of this because people have given the ultimate sacrifice, whether they – and I would say this as well, Mike. Senator Warner, that was in a week ago now, talked about how, you know, you could have served in the military capacity, but also you could have just been working for your U.S. government and still lost your life because you know, you're a consequence of war.
Exactly.
There's a scene that always just – levels me because my mom experienced the moment. And it's the scene in Saving Private Ryan where at that country house where the mother is working in the kitchen and she sees the military vehicle drive up the long street and the long driveway, and the chaplain with the officers get out and she just collapses on the stairs. And the knowledge that my mom received a telegram after World War II was over and that she endured that at, I think, 26 years old, I will never forget it. And so I'm glad you remember it, and I think we all should, and I think it's important to pause.
Amen. To me, is always the most chilling part of your story, because I know from talking to my grandparents that we sighed, as a nation, we sighed a collective sigh of relief when the war was over.
Yeah, it was party time. It was celebration.
And casualties
time.
Were still happening, and that your mom was affected by that.
My mom will always say
that
on the Joe Lister was flying these missions, they still had to fly the planes. But on these carriers, it was party time on the carriers, too.
Well, I bet.
Because the war was over, and they weren't doing the same kind of diligence that they did, because they'd been through hell and back, and they were ready to chill. So they called it pilot error, and then a roommate at the Naval Academy, My mom's first husband's roommate, says, no way it was pilot error. That plane died. As soon as it went off, the engine quit, and they never found the plane. They were out there for a couple of weeks with destroyers looking for any evidence of the plane. They never found it. So, she dealt with that, and think about the war dead on Memorial Day weekend. Let's get back on track to Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Oscar's take. Yeah, you lost me.
Oscar, Amazon is developing a new wearable device that can detect your emotional state by listening to your voice and figuring out how you're feeling. It's being tested right now, and there's no word on when it could go on sale. Apparently, it will go on your wrist, like a Fitbit or something like that, I guess.
Well, it all depends on how this data is going to be used, Mike. Mm-hmm. Let me give you an example off the top of my head. But have you ever played the game, Ouch, Ouch, That's My Hair?
No, I haven't had the pleasure.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
So if it's for those of you who have, just and maybe role playing with your loved one.
Not sure I could play it.
If she's doing that to you, you're playing a different game.
Oh, okay.
Modify it. I say pinch, pinch, that's my skin.
If
or
the data
or
is
pinch,
being
pinch,
used
that's my
for-
chin.
Let me move that love handle. If the data is being used for good, I think there are positive applications with this type of technology. But if it's being used for evil, to try to map out people's reasoning and or why and if they're being genuine
right.
or if they're being happy, it's. Let me give you a better example. Are you mad? We've all had this conversation with our loved ones, vice versa, man or woman. Are you mad? No, I'm fine. No, I'm fine.
Fine.
No, I'm fine. Now, if that watch or that smart device says, ding, true, then you're like, we're all good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it buzzes, then you know it's time for round two. You got to double down and make sure that they know that you care, that you're sorry, and you got to move on.
You know, you're absolutely right. And you know what? We'll see what happens, but I think they're just trying to shill. That's the way. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
This is Oscar's Take.
Oscar, I'm going to go back to watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because Denise Richards is on the show and she's sharing stuff about her life with Charlie Sheen. Here's the latest.
Okay.
It seems like it's almost weekly now on this show. And by the way, is that a show that needs a little injection of fun? Very exciting.
There you go.
Denise Richards once invited Charlie Sheen to Thanksgiving dinner and he brought a hooker. This was a few years ago.
Was she wearing a smart device?
This is a few years ago, long after they were divorced. Although with Charlie, you kind of have to clarify that. She told the story on the latest episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She said, quote, he's like, well, she's in the driveway. Is it okay that she's in the driveway? I said, I'll set an effing plate. Even a hooker deserves to have Thanksgiving dinner. So that's what she... She's a wild woman, this Denise Richards. Very interesting.
It's all in the paychecks. And guys, gals, listen, remember, if you have more zeros, you get to get away with murder.
Yeah.
And we've all, and look, Scott Disick, he must have, as we alluded earlier, Jersey Mike's in his pants. That's from, Kardashian.
The Kardashians,
yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because either you got to be great looking or you just have to have a family fortune for your wife who was in one great movie, if that. Then a Bond girl, let's remember.
That was it.
Yep,
and
that's
because the rest of it was old Charlie Sheen's 2.5 Men paychecks paying for everything. That when you show up with a hooker to your wife's, your ex-wife's house, just to see your kids.
Yeah, you know? Kind of Charlie.
And they're like, "Hey, why is that car idling outside? Well, it's that hooker I got for dessert. Why not bring her in for dinner?"
Yeah, it's a Hollywood people. Yeah.
And I like to think he probably didn't have the car idling. I think he probably just cracked a window.
Left her in the hot car.
Exactly.
Like a dog.
Yeah, she'll be all right.
You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Just crack the window. Yeah. I don't want to burn gas. There's going to be a mad scramble of people leaving work today for the long weekend, or, you know, if you live in Washington, Monday. And unfortunately, that makes a commute that's already dangerous even worse. A new study found that Friday commutes have the most fatal car accidents.
Oh, no.
There are 17% more deaths during Friday commutes than Monday commutes. Please remember that on your way home today.
Wow.
Why? Drunk drivers are out in full force on Fridays. 20% of the fatal accidents during Friday commutes involve a drunk driver versus 13% on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Monday mornings are the safest commutes, and in general, morning commutes are much safer than evening ones. So if you're heading home on a Friday and you're working late, be careful. They're out there. Very, very scary.
Also, if you're heading home on a Friday and you're with your friends getting hammered, I heard this from my Uber driver last night, Mike, going home. He said that he was driving kids to American University. And he was going across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge after dropping him off. And he heard big black SUV town car. He's, hello? And then this young lady gets up. Hello? Her friends left her in the effing Uber car.
Wow.
In the third row. And then she said, where am I? He said, I'm driving home. Why didn't you get out when you got out with your friends?
He didn't know she was in the
car. No, he didn't know. The call is coming from within the car.
Happy Memorial Day, everybody. Enjoy the party. It should be fantastic. And finally.
On Oscar's take,
a 37-year-old guy in Florida. Yeah, my state.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. Look. I know they say that the records are open in Florida. That's why they get these stories, but come on. This guy's name is Mark Saunderson. He crashed a wedding at the Grand Plaza Hotel in St. Pete on Monday. Apparently, he'd already been drinking. Then he strolled into the reception, hit the open bar, even though he didn't know the bride or groom. But he ended up drawing the wrong kind of attention to himself when he stumbled onto the dance floor.
Oh.
And he tried to cut in on the bride and groom's first dance.
The first dance. Oh, no.
Now, he took off when security showed up. Then he chased him up. They chased him up on the roof where they held him until cops got there. According to police, his eyes were bloodshot. He was slurring his words. And when they asked for his social security number, he gave them his phone number. He's facing charges for disorderly conduct. The couple says they weren't actually upset, though. They thought it was insane, but in a good way. Okay. And hope that Mark Mark had fun for the short time that he was there. Yes, weddings are fun, Oscar.
If I had a choice,
yeah.
And it's, remember all the rages to have Bill Murray in a wedding picture.
Yeah,
the, Bill Murray's either okay, and they came to Shannon and I and said, "All right, you're gonna have a great wedding, but two things, one or the other, are gonna happen. And this package is the same price as the other package. Do you want Bill Murray or do you want this drunk guy to show up and cut into your wedding dance and have something so memorable?" And so much, like, so much fun. No one's going to get hurt, but he's going to be ass-faced. I'll take the drunk guy over Bill Murray any day because that in itself would make a wedding.
Yeah. It would make a moment.
It would make a moment.
And with Bill Murray, the moment would be just all about Bill Murray. And it wouldn't be about us. Yes. This is just the guy who got arrested. Yes, sir. Happy Florida, ladies and gentlemen.
Happy Florida.
Oscar's take.
Mike, that's our new motto. Happy Florida.
Yes. Happy Florida. We'll take a break. The final audio vault of the week before a fabulous Memorial Day music-tacular bonus show right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
None of you bitches. None of you bitches.
TMOS tickets. Oh, wait. Yes, you do, because you sold out the show on Friday. But you want more. There's still a few tickets available for Saturday, November 16th. Get online to get yours today so you can avoid FOMO. It's the exclusive TMOS Live extravaganza in Las Vegas. It's popping now.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you. Hey, have you heard of King Midas? Have you?
Oh, yes.
Of course, yeah. And as you know, Midas is the name of at least three members of the Royal House of Phrygia. Did I pronounce that right, Rob?
Nailed it.
Phrygia. The most famous King Midas is popularly remembered in Greek mythology for his ability to turn everything he touched into gold. This came to be called the Golden Touch or the Midas Touch.
Midas. Midas-y.
Oh, dear.
You know what else can turn things to gold? The TMOS bonus show.
It's true.
Any topic, any thought, any utterance is transformed in 14-karat jocularity. Jocularity.
Jocularity.
Another aha. It's gold, Jerry. Comedy gold. It's a sixth episode of TMOS every week, and it can be yours for just a few extra pennies. Plus, you get access to all the TMOS bonus content, and you'll be helping us, helping this show to keep chugging along. Please buy our thing and suck it, King Midas, because comedy gold is worth twice its weight in joy. Let us be the jewelers to your funny bone. Aha!
Aha!
Thank you very much. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Friday, May 24, 2019.
Here's a little dose of cuteness, Mike. Oh. This was sent to me by a listener. This is little Rory McIntosh. He is within a few weeks the same age as Michael, but this is an old video that his father found and sent to me, and I just liked it. They're pointing at a MP3 player and a speaker. And for some reason, my iPad has locked up on me.
Oh, damn. That's a shame. I'd love to hear that. I mean, Is it okay?
I think so. Let's move on to the next thing. Would you wear a swimsuit that was embroidered with the Pornhub logo?
In my 20s, yes.
Okay.
Maybe my 30s.
That's
not
valid.
My 40s.
Because they've put out...
So gross.
Well, wait till I go. It costs $69.69, and it has a new technology built in. It's, and I can say this, an anti-boner technology. And that's the strength in which they're selling it.
In the bathing suit.
It's Lycra.
In your pants?
In your pants. It's an extra strength Lycra lining that prevents things.
That constricts you.
Yeah. And that's... What the hell, man? Mm. Hold on. You know what? I might be able to play it this way. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry about this, guy.
No worries.
That's all right. Okay. No problem.
I don't remember, and earmuffs, Maddie.
Please.
I don't remember having a problem with that, even as a younger man at a pool, even if there was, like, you have self-control.
I think there's also an amount of pressure being in the fact that you're in the public eye that it could prevent it from happening.
I know this is probably a bonus show subject, but... My only memory of lack of control of that particular function is being a young teenage boy on the school bus. and in the morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the morning when you'd be driving along.
And you're like, oh, what happened?
Yeah. God forbid you were sitting over the wheel well.
Yeah, it was
gross.
Okay.
What does that mean?
You win.
All right.
I hate it when you pile on stuff. Well,
let's see. I think I can play the spot from here. Here's the Pornhub
commercial.
Well,
do you have the little kid yet?
Hitch a ride to the beach. There is no time to lose.
What is that? Is that the Pornhub
thing? The jingle
thing?
For the swimsuit.
Beach boner blues.
Yeah, the beach boner blues.
I never had a problem with the beach.
No, also, me neither. Great marketing campaign.
Yeah. Maybe at the pool.
It's good marketing. And remember, if you do have that and you use the code boner, you get $20 off.
That's funny.
Do you really get $20?
You do. Yeah, so you don't have to pay the $69.
Do you have the kid now, too?
I do, as a matter of fact. Okay, here is a little Rory McIntosh.
Rory, what are we going to listen to? What's going to come on there?
I know.
What?
A Macamay show.
I love
what show?
That.
A Macamay show. Macamay show.
Are we going to listen to Macamay
show? Macamay show. It's the matter.
Is it your favorite show?
No. Macamay show.
I love it. Stop that. I'm so sorry.
Boy, that was nice to have those back to back, Pervolino.
Hey!
Wow.
Your playlist is all messed up.
Yeah, the iPad is being cranky today.
I understand.
So, what if someone breaks into your house? That sucks, right?
That's bad, right?
But what if the person breaks in, cleans your house, and leaves without doing anything?
Wow.
This is what happened in Massachusetts.
It was terrifying just to know that somebody was in your house, but they scrubbed everything down, did the shower, did the toilets. These toilet paper roses were left on my toilet paper rolls. Nothing had been taken other than just being rearranged and cleaned.
Nate tells us his 5.5-year-old son.
He's like, Daddy, you think they'll come back? And I'm like,
yeah. Finish the kitchen,
right? Yeah.
The police think what happened there is it was a cleaning service that was hired, went to the wrong place. His back door was unlocked. They went into the wrong house.
I guess we'll just take care of it now.
Cleaned and left. And okay. But the thing is that they still, if they can find out who did it, it's still a misdemeanor. B&E. So, you know, you can clean their house, but it's still illegal. So
yeah,
but
I mean, they still, did they break in? That's the, or
the
was
door
the door
was open?
The door was open.
It's a cleaning company that came in.
Yeah, look, the Brazilian ladies that come to my house, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
They don't clean very well, but if you saw them on camera, you'd be like, they cleaned a little bit. Moving on.
All right, wow. And I close with this. I've sat on this joke for a day and a half, but it keeps making me laugh. This is a Stephen Colbert. Mike, you're handling it rather well, but I'm sorry to bring it to the forefront. Dress Barn is closing.
Oh, no.
Dress Barn is going out of business and plans to shut all 650 of its stores. Luckily, there's still many other options for Dress Barn's customer base, including Blouse Bin, Shirt Shack, and Sock Ditch.
Sock Ditch makes me laugh. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, everybody.
That's it, everybody. Buy tickets to our fabulous Las Vegas Spectacular this weekend. Spend your Memorial Day at MichaelMeraShow.com. Clicking and purchasing our tickets for our second show on Saturday, November 16th. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is Natalia. She is my sister. She is number 4 prostitute in all of Kazakhstan. Nice.
All I ask is a tall ship and a star to sail her by.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Goodbye, Judy.